I speak to you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Good morning.
Need a show of hands. How many of you know the story, The Giving Tree? The Giving Tree? Yeah, okay. Many of you, anyway. The Giving Tree is a book written by Shel Silverstein, who is one of my favorite theologians. And it's a story about an apple tree that loved a little boy very, very much. In the beginning, the boy plays in and around the apple tree all the time. He has a swing under the branch of the tree. He builds a fort and imagines that he's king of a castle and all this. And then as the boy gets older, he spends less and less time with the tree. But when he does come and visit from time to time, all he talks about are the things that he wants. First, the boy wanted money. And so he asked the tree if he could please have the apples to sell. And because the tree loved the boy so much, it gave him its apples. Then he wanted to build a house and needed to cut down the branches from the tree. And because the tree loved him so much, it allowed the boy to cut off all of its branches. Then the boy wanted a sailboat. And because the tree loved the boy so much, it allowed the boy to cut off its trunk to build the boat. And with that, the boy sailed away. Many years passed, and the tree had not seen the boy for quite a long time. It had no fruit, it had no branches, it had no trunk. And finally, one day, the boy came back. But the boy was now an old man. He was tired and stooped over. And the tree told the boy that he really didn't have anything else to give him. The old man was tired and asked the tree whether or not it would be okay to simply sit and rest on its stump. And this made the tree very, very happy. Today we heard two stories about widows, and I am not making a comparison between widows and a tree stump. Let me just kind of... It's a problem in the transition that I'll work on. But we heard a story about two widows, and the first was from the Old Testament. Elijah comes upon a Gentile woman who is struggling to survive in the wilderness with her son. Now, in those days, life was incredibly hard for any widow because without a husband to provide for her and care for her, she was often reduced to simply begging for food to exist. Elijah comes along after this great drought that killed off all of the crops for many, many months. And he comes down. As he comes down, she is down to her last handful of meal and her last little jar of oil. And she's gathering wood to make a fire for herself and her son, after which she knows that she will surely die. Elijah comes along and interrupts this grim task and asks the woman for a cup of water, which she provides in spite of the fact that they are in a drought. And then, because Elijah's not the kind of guy to stop a woman from getting on with her chores, he encourages her to please go on and build the fire and make a meal cake, and, of course, give him the first portion. She looks at him and says, "All that I have is for my son and I. There really isn't enough." Now, the Bible doesn't exactly say what the woman is thinking, but my guess is that she's pretty less than thrilled to have another mouth to feed, especially one like Elijah. But she understands the ancient customs of hospitality and strangers, and reluctantly she agrees. And God provides her with enough to eat for the remainder of the drought, enough to survive for herself and her son and Elijah. The second story is maybe a little more familiar. The story of a widow who gives her last two pennies to the treasury of the temple. Jesus notices her and recognizes that while all of the rich people, all of the scribes, give out of their abundance, the widow gives all that she has out of her poverty. Now, a lot of people will tell you that these stories are about stewardship, about giving to the church. In fact, the stewardship committee would say, "Yeah, last two pennies, okay, we'll take it." I'm teasing. After all, isn't that what we're supposed to do, to give generously? But I don't think that these are really stewardship stories. In fact, I don't think they're stories about money at all. These stories are discipleship stories. They tell us what it means to live sacrificially for one another. Both of these widows gave all that they had to God, who is their only source of sustenance and strength. Instead of looking at how little they had and figuring out how much they could spare, they dedicated their whole lives to God and gave God 100%. Instead of relying on their own meager resources to survive, they practice a faithful reliance in a gracious and loving God. And as they gave and gave and gave of themselves, they demonstrate perfect discipleship. They become like that giving tree, content in their love for their neighbor and for God. Does this mean that Jesus wants our last two pennies to be given to the church? No. Jesus wants more than that. He wants us to give our whole lives to God. Or as we say in one of our Eucharistic prayers, He wants us to offer ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice to God. Two copper coins, a cup of meal, and a jar of oil. These two women gave all that they had and all that they were to God, their entire lives. And in return, God blessed them and honored them. Two copper coins, a cup of meal, and a jar of oil really isn't very much when you compare it to the budget of a church or of this great nation. But imagine what God could do if all of us gave that much of ourselves as these widows gave of themselves. Imagine what the world would be like if we all dedicated our whole lives to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.